A modest two-story house. A German shepherd sits expectantly on the porch. Text. Hallmark Channel presents. Title: The Christmas Shepherd. A bicyclist rides by and tosses a newspaper at the porch. The dog catches the paper in mouth and carries it inside through a dog door. The dog passes a curtain, crosses the empty living room and walks up a staircase into an artist's studio.
Graham, that's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. I'm thrilled.
A woman stands beside an easel.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great. I'm so excited and I'm thrilled. Buddy is too. Yeah, I've got some illustrations already started and I think you'll be very happy.
She removes her glasses.
Okay, well, I'll get you the signed contracts ASAP. Signed, sealed, delivered. Okay, and thank you so much again, Graham. Buddy thanks you. I thank you. Okay, all right, you take care. Bye. Buddy, guess what? Guess what? You're gonna be a star. They loved it. Come on, buddy.
Now, they walk outside together. She opens the driver's door of her red truck. Buddy hops inside. The truck reverses on the grass. Now, the truck is parked across from a general store. Buddy sits outside. Inside, she shops with a wicker basket chatting with a woman.
So you sold the publisher the concept?
Yeah. It's gonna be about a dog named Buddy, the born on Christmas Day. Thank you. I've got some of the illustrations done. I don't have the whole story, but Buddy's gonna help me with that. Will you give me some celery, please?
I'm so proud of you, Sally. Dylan would be over the moon.
Yeah.
Are those for mom's stuffing?
Yeah, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without it, but you're gonna help me, please. I need help. Yes?
Yeah, I'm taking Wednesday off. I will be your sous chef.
Okay, good. Yes. It's been so warm, it's kind of hard to get in the holiday mood.
Not for Buddy.
Yeah? Oh, yeah? You want this one or this one? Which one do you want? This one's much prettier. You like that one? Do you like this one? Is that the one you want? Oh, don't chew it up. You don't chew it up. No.
Sally selects a wreath.
Let's go pay for it. We can't steal it, you little monkey. Unbelievable.
They walk toward the truck.
Right?
Buddy freezes, turning back.
Who is it, Buddy? Oh, he does this every time we're in town.
Now, behind a wrought iron gate, Buddy lays in the grass beside a gravestone. Dylan Brown, Sergeant, Marine Corps, 1968-2010.
I know Papa's on an adventure, honey. He's on an adventure. We'll be together sometime. I promise. Yeah.
Buddy rolls over.
I miss him too, bud.
Sally's companion covers her mouth.
Come on, bud, let's go. All right? Good boy. You go home. Good boy.
They walk off together, embracing. Now, a banner on a storefront, Serious Brew, grand opening, with a picture of a mug. A man sweeps outside the store as an adolescent girl approaches.
Hey, up at the photo club.
I decided not to join. They only shoot digital.
It's tough being a new kid, huh?
You know, they made fun of my ancient camera.
Old school is good. Your old man is old school.
You're not that old, Dad.
Yeah, I'm pretty old. Come on, inside, I'll make you something.
They enter the empty shop.
Dad, we've been open a month. I don't get it. Where's everybody?
Well, they are currently down the road at the new drive-thru Starbucks. Don't worry. I'll turn it around. Can I get you anything?
Sure. Banana and blueberry?
All right, you got it.
He begins to dance.
Dad, no, not the smoothie dance. Someone might see you.
What's that? You can't feel the music, huh?
And I know you do this just to embarrass me.
I live to embarrass you.
Dad.
She sits at a table. He leans on the counter.
Say, that Christmas tree lot, it just opened up over in Mulberry. What do you say we go over there and pick one up?
You think it's a bit early?
I just thought it might be fun, you know? It's like old times.
It'll never be like old times, Dad.
We'll have to make do, right?
She nods sadly.
All right, we'll make you one here.
Sally's truck.
One of these days, that rusty old thing's gonna break down and strand you somewhere.
Love Big Red. Never lets me down.
Honey, no grown woman ever names her pickup. You've been living out in the sticks too long.
Yeah, you worry too much.
At home, Buddy sits on a porch, flinching at a lightning crash. Elsewhere, an America gives banner.
I was going to call you last night because I heard the Cullen house is up for sale.
Oh, yeah, I love that old place.
Mm-hmm. And it's so close to town.
Margie, listen, I have spent so much of my life living on bases. When we bought that home, it was to set down roots, my little acre of heaven.
Buddy sits up, whimpering. Sally and the Margie sort through boxes.
Think about your social life.
My what? My what? What is that? What's my social life? What social life is that? I have my art studio, my garden, my work, my solitude. I've got Buddy, and that's all. I'm happy. Life is good, but thank you so much for worrying about me. It's very sweet.
That's crazy. It should be snowing this time of year.
Buddy does not like this kind of weather.
The rain pounds on the roof of the house as Buddy sits outside on a dog pillow. A flower pot falls off the porch ledge and smashes to the ground near Buddy. He stands and begins to walk off the porch. A branch falls off a tree nearby. Buddy dashes over to a hole in the fence. Sally drives Big Red in the rain.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Fort Spring and surrounding communities. Lightning, high winds, rain, and hail have been reported.
Sally drives Big Red up her driveway toward the house and parks. She gets out of the truck, noticing her lawn furniture scattered on the lawn. Wind continues to blow debris around as she enters the house.
Buddy?
She looks around the living room.
Hey, Buddy!
She glances around and walks to the front door.
Buddy!
She walks out. The debris continues to swirl. She stands on the porch looking out.
Buddy!
She walks down to the lawn and pauses, noticing the fence.
Oh no. Oh no. Buddy! Buddy!
She dashes over to her truck and gets in. The truck reverses up the driveway and out of sight. Now, the rain is settled as she drives up the street, nervously looking around to either side of the car. Now, she enters a salon.
Hey, sis.
Hi.
Something's happened to Buddy and I need your help. Can you help me find him, please? I'm sorry,
yes.
You guys. Be right back.
They dash out together. Elsewhere, Buddy walks on a set of railroad tracks, passing several trains in the grass. Sally and her sister in the kennel. They look into various cage dogs. Several of the dogs whimper as they pass. They reach the end. Sally turns to her sister sadly, then turns back, wiping her nose. Elsewhere, Buddy walks on a road alone. Now, Sally and her sister at the front desk of an animal shelter.
No, he wasn't microchipped. He has a collar on that's got his name on it. It's just everybody here knows him. I just never thought that this would happen.
I'd advise you to keep making the rounds. Most of the shelters around here aren't set up to board animals more than a week.
Okay. Thank you.
They walk out. Nighttime. At home in the studio attic, Sally puts her glasses on. She pulls up several photos of Buddy on her laptop. A status bar fills, completing an upload. Sally rubs her face as she continues to work. Daytime. A large truck with pine trees in the bed rides down a dusty country road. The driver adjusts the radio. Nearby, Buddy stands and trots down the road. The driver continues adjusting the radio, looking down at the dial. Buddy walks in the road in front of the truck. The driver flinches, and the truck comes to a stop. Buddy lays down in the street. The driver unbuckles his seatbelt and gets out of the truck. He approaches Buddy and crouches.
You scared the heck out of me, little guy. Buddy, huh? I've got some water in the back of my chariot. Half a turkey sandwich. I bet you're starving. Come on. Come on.
Buddy follows the man to his truck and climbs inside. Buddy sits in the passenger seat as the man gets in. The man restarts his truck and adjusts the radio again.
No way. Hey, buddy. Come on, buddy. Come here.
The man pulls out his cell phone and poses with Buddy.
Smile, buddy.
He snaps a photo.
Buddy!
Now, Sally drives her truck around town, looking out of the window as she drives. She passes Dylan's gravestone.
Buddy!
She looks around worriedly. The tree truck approaches a field and parks. The side of the door reads Waldron Christmas Trees. The man gets out of the truck. Buddy gets out and follows the man into a building. Inside, a woman crouches, examining Buddy's fur.
Seems a little sluggish. Paws look kind of bad.
He's probably been doing a lot of walking. I'll have our staff vet take a look.
I wish I could take him home. Old lady's allergic to everything. His name is Buddy.
We have 1,000 buddies out there.
Not like this one.
The man crouches and pats Buddy, who lays motionless.
Good luck, little fella.
Hey, come on.
The woman leads Buddy down a hallway. At home, Sally sits at her table with her laptop open. Her sister works in the kitchen.
We visited every shelter within 20 miles from here, but it's just nothing. So we decided to expand the search to 40 miles, you know?
Anything on the missing pet finder?
No, I go online every day, but it's nothing. I don't know, Jack. He's been gone for a week.
Wish I was there to help you, Mom.
I know you do, baby. I know. Just say a prayer, okay?
I can almost smell your stuffing.
Yeah, Grandma's recipe, right?
Hey, Jack. I made a Dutch apple pie in your honor.
Aw, thanks, Aunt Beth.
You look skinny. Are you eating over there?
Okay.
Okay, well, when you get back in June, we're going to have Thanksgiving. All the trimmings, all your favorites. You hear me?
Yeah, listen, Ma, I got to go. They're calling me. Happy Thanksgiving, Mom. Yeah, don't worry about Buddy, okay? He's gonna find you.
Sally nods.
I know. You take care of yourself. You hear me? I love you, baby. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Be safe.
I will. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Jack disappears off screen. Sally looks away sadly. Beth wipes a tear.
Dog food wet and dry. 10 dog beds.
Yeah,
10
your aunt and I are leaving. Why don't you come out and say bye?
Emma exits a house and approaches her dad.
This is the season.
Speaking of, I've been thinking about presents.
Oh, yeah? I thought you were lobbying for a low-key Christmas.
I thought it might be fun to start a dark room in the basement.
Like your mom had in the old house.
Your mom would love that, Em. Why don't you put it in your wish list?
Dad, I'm too old for wish lists.
Yeah, you're never too old for wishing. Mrs. Carlson will be by after school. That essay I proofreaded, it's on the counter, and dinner is in the fridge if we're late.
Dad, I can take care of myself.
All right, girl.
Go have fun.
Yeah.
Emma goes back inside. Her dad gets into a van with the woman, Noah's Ark Animal Rescue.
Yes.
Now, they browse a shelter.
Okay, you are coming with me.
How many can you take, Greta?
Finding forever homes for 10 is the magic number. I'll take this coolie as well.
The man sees Buddy in a cage.
Hey, fella. What's your name? Buddy. Good name.
We had a shepherd when we were growing up. Stella, she was a great dog.
Buddy lays on the floor. The man crouches, revealing dog tags. Buddy sits up.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you.
Hey, he likes military guys.
Come on, Buddy? Huh? I was in the reserves. Hey, can I take him out?
Sure.
You know his personality?
Now, he and Buddy, outside.
Somebody wants to play.
I have it, don't you? You want to play, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah? You want to play some fetch? Yeah? Let's see what you got, huh? Here you go.
Why don't you adopt him?
Well, I'd love to, but I just don't think Ben M is up for that yet.
Someone's going to, right? Come on.
Oh, no. I told you we have no room at the inn. There's no room in that van. It's full.
Now, they sit in the van. Buddy sits in the man's lap. The man smiles, patting Buddy's hat. Nighttime. Buddy, in a large house.
Mom would have asked me first. Just because I'm 13, my opinion doesn't count?
Look, I'm sorry, hon, all right? But I had to make a decision on the spot, and that's what I did.
Emma glances at Buddy.
Daddy's sick.
No, he's fine. His pa's got a little bit beat up when he ran away. Your aunt said that she'll find him a permanent situation, but he'll be with us for, a couple of weeks, tops.
I'm sure he's a wonderful dog, but he deserves a real family. And I'm not sure that's us anymore.
Em, come on.
Emma walks out of the kitchen. Buddy watches. Now, Buddy walks upstairs. Emma sits up on a bed with a tablet in her hand. Buddy sniffs outside a closed door in the hallway. He sits on his back legs and paws at the closed door. Emma looks up, then down at her tablet. Emma sighs and places the tablet on the bed and stands. Now, she opens her bedroom door.
I know what you're doing. Don't make me fall in love with you. You're just passing through.
Buddy lays down on the floor. Emma sits back down on her bed and picks up her tablet. Buddy sits up and then walks over to the side of her bed and stares at her.
You any good with geometry?
He puts his paw on her bed, which is wrapped in gauze. Emma smiles. Now, daytime, Sally drives her truck down the village streets. She continues looking around nervously.
Time to get up, kiddo.
Emma's dad opens her bedroom door. She is staring at Buddy, who lays across her legs on the bed.
Is that been going on all night?
Pretty much. I didn't have the heart to wake him.
She rests her head in her hand. Both of Buddy's front paws are bandaged. Now, downstairs, he scratches at the back door.
Each go out, bud?
Emma opens the back door, and Buddy dashes out. He retrieves the newspaper in the lawn and carries it back in. He climbs the stairs with the paper in his mouth and enters the master bedroom. Dad is making the bed.
Hey!
Buddy climbs up on the bed and drops the paper.
Thanks, Buddy. What a good boy. What a good boy you are, huh? Good boy, you brought the paper for me. Atta boy.
Emma appears, smiling. Dad looks up.
Hey.
Hi.
In her studio attic, Sally runs her fingers over her hair, glancing at the easel. The canvas has an outline of a German shepherd. She sighs and puts on her glasses. She pulls up a website. Welcome to the Missing Pet Finders. She sighs and takes off her glasses. She looks around sadly. Now, Emma watches, holding a camera, as her dad examines Buddy's paws in the house garage.
It's okay.
Emma lifts the camera and snaps several photos of her dad and Buddy. Now, he looks up and smiles.
Hey.
Getting him ready for his new home?
That's the plan.
Don't really think he needs his gauze anymore.
I was just getting used to having him around.
Yeah, it's been great, hasn't it?
Can I help?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's lucky to have you taken care of.
Emma crouches and unwraps Buddy's gauze.
This reminds me of when he brought Mom home from the hospital. Remember? He had to put the bed in the living room because she couldn't walk up the stairs anymore.
Yeah, she was happy to be home.
I don't want him to go, Dad. Just look at him. He's so happy here. Can't we be his forever family?
It's a big responsibility.
Buddy fits in like he's already a part of our home.
She pets Buddy.
You sure am?
Can we still call him Buddy?
Absolutely.
You hear that, Buddy?
Buddy lays down as Emma pets him. At home, Sally chats on the phone.
I'll be honest with you, Graham. I'm finding it nearly impossible to work. Just all I can think of is where is he and is he safe? I know that you want the book by Christmas, but I just don't know, with Buddy gone, if I can... Can I give you a call back? Yeah, okay. I'm really sorry, Graham. Yeah, thanks.
Sally hangs up and puts down the phone. She wipes her face. Now, she sits at her laptop and sighs, looking at the screen. She freezes. On screen, the picture of the truck driver posing with Buddy appears.
Buddy!
She covers her mouth. She lowers her hands to type, smiling as she sobs.
I don't understand how we got all the way to Monroe. I mean, that's 2 hours from here. I didn't check the shelters that far.
When I found him, I was driving west. Now, Monroe was the first shelter that I came across.
Yeah, that makes sense. Was he okay? Was he hurt or anything?
Considering he was totally lost, he was doing pretty good.
Well, I can't thank you enough. And you deliver Christmas trees, too. That would only happen to Buddy.
He sure seems like an amazing dog, Mrs. Brown.
Yeah.
Now, Sally at the shelter.
I'm not seeing anything in the log. The clinic director will be in tomorrow.
Okay, the trucker said that it was sometime around Thanksgiving. Is there any way you can check around that date?
Oh, wait a minute, here we go. We had a shepherd named Buddy, probably about 5 years old.
Yeah, that could absolutely be him. He's not here anymore? Where would he be?
Boston.
In Boston?
Sally exits the shelter and dials her phone. Emma's aunt answers the phone as she washes her van.
Noah's Ark Pet Rescue, this is Greta.
Hi, my name is Sally Brown, and I'm calling about my German Shepherd. His name is Buddy, and I was wondering if he was still at your kennel.
Buddy, yeah.
Yes, he wears a white collar and it's got a holly.
Yeah, with his name painted on the side.
Is Brownie still there? Yeah, I'm sorry. Is he okay?
He's safe and sound.
Good. Oh my gosh, how did he get all the way to Boston?
I rescue pets from shelters all over the East Coast and bring them back here and find homes for them.
Ah.
Ms. Brown, Buddy has been adopted out to a forever family.
But he's my dog. He's been my dog for 5 years.
Yeah, I understand. I know how difficult this must be for you, but...
No, I'm his owner.
I don't get calls like this very often, so I'm going to need to see his registration papers.
Sally sighs.
Okay, well, I don't have registration papers for him. My husband found him overseas and brought him back home. I can give you those papers. I'll do anything it takes. I just would like to bring my dog home.
Okay, I'm going to need to get in touch with the family, and I need to warn you, this may not be as easy as you think.
I'll get back to you as soon as I've talked to the family.
Bye.
Greta hangs up. Sally sighs and stares at the ground. Now, she gets into her truck and sits, staring at her cell phone. Greta sits in Mark's living room. He approaches with two mugs and sits.
Where's Emma?
I sent her out to walk, buddy. So what's the word?
Her papers check out. In all the years I've rescued dogs, I've never had this happen.
Well, what am I gonna say to Emma? I mean, she's been through enough for somebody twice her age. This is gonna break her heart.
I know. This woman would like to meet with you. How do you want to handle it?
Mark shakes his head and sighs. Now, Sally sits in her living room. A fire cackles in the fireplace. She puts on her glasses and puts her laptop into her lap. She sighs and rubs her hands together. Elsewhere, Mark reads the letter on his laptop as customers enter his coffee shop behind him.
Dear Green family, I'm writing to you about the most amazing dog, but then you probably know that by now. We had a huge thunderstorm here last month and it damaged our fence. When Buddy got out and ran away, I was devastated. He's been my companion, my muse, and my best friend ever since my husband died 2 years ago. He was originally Dylan's dog, and they were inseparable. My husband survived 3 deployments overseas without so much as a scratch, only to come home and have a heart attack while he was out jogging. For my son and me, Buddy is our last connection to him. Please find it in your heart to let him come home for Christmas. Sincerely, Sally Brown.
Mark finishes reading and closes his laptop. He ponders. Now, nighttime, Mark sits at home. He picks up his cell phone as Emma plays with Buddy on the floor behind him. Sally answers.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Miss Mark Green. I'm calling about Buddy.
Hi, how is he? Is he okay?
Oh yeah, he's doing just fine.
Good, good. Oh, good. Thank you so much for getting back to me. I wasn't sure that you would, Mr. Green, so thank you so much. I've been really very worried about him, and thank God you and your family took him in.
It may seem a little odd, but I want to make sure that this is
my dog, my buddy.
Didn't Greta confirm with you?
Yes, I know. I just want to be certain, if that makes any sense.
Well, I could try and get a picture to you. My daughter's taken quite a few.
Okay, I would appreciate that very much.
Sure.
Would it be too much to ask you?
If I could come and see him, I just live an hour away in Warm Springs, and I could drive down in a moment's notice if that would be okay.
I'm just not sure about that.
I don't mean to intrude. But
no, you know what? I'm just gonna be candid with you here. My daughter's been
through a lot over the last little while. She lost her mother 2 years ago, and I
feel hesitant to make any decisions without talking to her about it. I'm trying to take care of my girl.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good night.
Sally hangs up. She stares at the phone in her hand, then glances away. At home, Mark turns behind him to the living room, where Emma sits with Buddy. He sighs. Daytime, Emma sits on her couch holding a teacup. She glances at her laptop. On screen, a black and white picture of Emma appears, smiling with Buddy. Sally ponders the photo. At home, Mark sits at the kitchen counter. Emma fills a dog bowl with water at the sink.
Yeah.
There you go.
She places it on the floor. Buddy drinks.
There's something we gotta talk about. Your aunt came by yesterday with some news. Buddy's owner has surfaced.
What do you mean? Where his owner?
Well, there's a woman in Warm Springs.
Nobody's taking Buddy away from me.
I think you should read this.
Mark hands her the printed letter. Emma reads.
He's our dog.
You know, and I've been wrestling with this all night, but we have to do the right thing.
There is no right thing, Dad. No matter what we do, somebody's going to get hurt. I feel sorry for this woman. I really do.
Look, she's got a history with the dog. It was her husband's. We've only had him for 2 weeks. She just wants to come and see him.
She wants to take him, doesn't she?
Mark reaches out for Emma. She pulls away.
Em.
Emma dashes out of the kitchen. Now, Sally drives her truck up to Mark's house and parks beside his car. She gets out and adjusts her coat, then knocks on the front door. Mark answers.
Sally?
Yeah, Mark?
Yeah.
Hi.
Please come in.
Thank you.
They enter his living room.
I was a half hour early, so I've just been driving around the block in circles.
Sure likes his toys.
Yeah, you should see my house. Looks like the pet shop exploded.
He likes to play hockey with the pillows.
Oh, yeah.
Mark begins to pick up the dog toys and toss them in a dog bed.
Is he here?
Well, actually, Emma just took him for a walk. He was full of all kinds of anxious energy this morning, so it's like he knew.
Oh, yeah, trust me, he knew. That dog knows everything.
Well, I'll be back in a minute. Can I offer you anything? A glass of water or something?
That would be nice, thank you.
Mark steps out of the room. Sally glances around the living room.
You have a beautiful home.
You should have seen it before we moved in. My daughter thought I'd lost my mind.
Mark returns with a glass.
Oh, thank you. Hey, it looks like you've done a lot of work. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we were stripping wood for weeks. Yum. The kitchen demo was a nightmare.
Sally sips. Sally puts the glass down and walks over to a window. She smiles, covering her mouth. Outside, Emma points her camera at Buddy.
Okay, let's do the other side again. Ready?
Buddy cocks his head.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Sally opens the back door.
Buddy! Buddy, come here!
Buddy turns and runs over to Sally as Emma watches. Emma stares, dejected, as Mark hugs her. Buddy licks Sally's face as she crouches. Now, all three walk with Buddy in the woods.
Boy, he looks really healthy, like nothing has even happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't eating much when he got here, but he's turned into a bit of a chow hound now. Have you had him since he was a pup?
My husband found out that he was barracks in Beirut on Christmas morning. I had no idea where he came from or how old he was, so we just decided that Christmas Day would be his birthday. But he's a lucky dog. How often does an animal find two loving homes in one lifetime, right?
No, sometimes they don't find one. Hey, Em, you're kind of quiet. You got any questions?
Not really.
Photographer, huh? Is that what you are?
It's just a hobby for now.
Her mother was a freelance photographer for Manhattan Style and Living magazine.
This is her camera.
Nice. You're shooting color or black and white?
Black and white.
Ooh, a purist. You're shooting color and you get pictures of people's clothing, black and white. More of a picture under their soul. You're lucky. Not everybody has an artist's eye like that.
Are you here to take him home?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Emma glowers at Sally.
You know, Emma, first, I just wanted to make sure that he was healthy and safe. You guys are taking good care of him, which you are.
Three of us are just going to talk about it, okay?
I be excused?
Of course.
Emma walks off.
I guess the three of us are not going to talk about it.
I can't even imagine what she's going through.
Sally.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know how we're going to reconcile this. She's had the shoulder a lot over the last 2 years, and I don't really feature hurting her more.
I hear you. I get it. It's just,
Sally turns away, sighing.
How about we talk in a few days? Is that doable?
Yeah.
Sally looks down at the ground, then walks off. Mark follows. In the yard, Sally crouches and pets Buddy.
Huh? You be a good boy, okay? Say goodbye.
Okay? Love you, Buddy. You have my cell and my home number
and my email, okay?
Yeah, I got all that.
I'd like to say goodbye to your daughter if I could.
Yeah.
Hey, Em, why don't you come out? Sally's leaving.
Mark stares at the front door of the house. Sally steps up onto the porch. Emma opens the front door, her eyes wet with tears, and steps out.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank me? He didn't do anything. But you took in a stranger when he needed a home. Not a lot of people have a heart as big as that. So thank you so much.
Emma looks up sadly.
Buddy, come. Good boy, you go inside with Emma.
Buddy enters the house, his tail wagging. Emma closes the door. Sally steps down and turns to Mark.
You're good with kids.
A bit of practice. I write the children's books, too.
Yeah?
They pause beside Sally's truck.
You're the Sally Brown.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
You didn't click until just now. We have most of them inside.
Oh, no kidding.
My wife used to read them to Emma.
Well, that's great. Thanks for letting me know. Appreciate it.
Buddy will be okay. Right?
Yeah, I know he will. It's just me. Thank you very much for letting me come by. I appreciate it.
That's fine. Yeah.
Sally gets into her truck.
Take care.
Sally puts on her seatbelt and begins to back away. Sally and Beth in the general store.
They're good people, and they're taking very good care of Buddy.
Oh, that must have been awkward.
Yeah, kind of felt like an intruder in their home.
Legally, they can keep him, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's all up to Mark. He's a single dad. Handsome. He's a good man. You can tell it in his eyes. And mentally, but it's good looking.
I haven't heard you talk about someone like this for a long time. It's like him.
Oh, please. I was just kidding. I really haven't given any thought. I just want him to give my dog back.
Do you trust him?
What, with
Buddy? With everything.
I just pray that he makes the right decision.
Beth follows Sally off. At home, Mark stands on a ladder cleaning his gutter. Greta stands below.
So what happens next?
I really don't know. There's no manual on how to deal with a mess like this. She's very sweet to Emma, though. You know, appreciated that. She's actually a children's book author.
Oh, self-published?
No, she's big time.
Oh.
You know, apparently Buddy's mom is famous in that world. Emma couldn't believe it.
Well, that's cool. What's she like?
She's very pretty. Seems like a nice woman. Would have been a heck of a lot easier if she had been awful, you know.
You're being awfully brave.
About what?
You fell in love with that dog the minute you saw him, and now
This woman wants to take him away?
No. What are you gonna do, right?
Mark rakes the leaves around him on the lawn. Elsewhere, Emma stands on a dock with Buddy. A group of other teenagers approach nearby.
Hey, Emma.
Emma tenses.
Jacob. Awesome dog. Can I pet him? Sure, but he's super friendly.
Always wanted a dog like this. My mom's a cat person. Have you studied your paper for Miss Wallace's class yet?
My best Christmas ever. Feels like an assignment for third graders.
Besides, hasn't everything already been written about Christmas between Dickens and Dr. Seuss?
I'm focusing more on my book report for her. It's a bigger part of our grade anyway.
Whatever.
See you guys around.
The other kids walk off.
Come on, Buddy.
Jacob follows last, glancing behind at Emma and Buddy as they leave. Jacob ponders, then follows Emma.
Emma! Don't pay attention to those Nimrods. I'm reading To Kill a Mockingbird.
I love Harper Lee. My dad has a first edition.
Someday, I'm going to get Atticus Finch glasses.
They'd look cool on you.
Thanks. Well, see you around.
Jacob dashes away. Emma turns to Buddy and pets him. Now, Buddy lays on the dining room floor. Emma and Mark sit at the table with plates.
The coolest thing happened in town today.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into some kids from school. There's this cool kid, Jacob. I didn't even know he knew my name, but he started talking to me. Well, because of Buddy.
Well, good things happen with that dog around, right?
Have you talked to that lady?
Sally.
What are we gonna do, Dad? I feel sorry for her, but Buddy's a part of our family now.
I don't know, hon. I don't have the answers. I wish that I did. You know, you and I'll have to work it out together. So, tell me about this boy.
Emma stiffens and shakes her head. Daytime. Buddy lays on the floor in the village coffee shop. He looks out the window. On the sidewalk, several men in Santa suits walk together.
Hey, what's up, partner? Huh? What are you doing?
Mark crouches beside Buddy as the Santas pass. The Santas pass and peek through the window.
What a great dog!
They enter the coffee shop.
What's his name?
Buddy.
Well, you know, I love shepherds. They're the best dogs ever, right? Can I pet him?
Yeah, go ahead. He'll be your friend for life.
One of the Santas pets Buddy as the others indicate the baked goods on the counter.
So, where are you guys from? From Santa's Village up on Main. You know, we're Santa's helpers. We like to have lunch once in a while and compare our war stories.
Other customers enter.
Well, I'll tell you what, the coffee's in the house for all the work you guys do this time of year.
Later, the coffee shop is full of customers, including the Santas. Mark circulates among the customers. Later, the coffee shop is empty, dirty dishes on all the tables. Mark sits with Buddy on the couch, reclining.
You knew exactly what you were doing, didn't you, Buddy? Should change the name of this joint to Buddy's.
Yeah. Mark pets Buddy. Mark takes out his cell phone and looks at the incoming caller.
Hi, you've reached Mark. Please leave a message after the tone.
At home, Sally hangs up her cell phone sadly, then wipes a tear.
What are we gonna do, Buddy? Hmm? What are we gonna do?
Nighttime at Mark's house. Mark walks in the hallway, passing Emma's open door. He glances inside. Emma is laying on her bed, eyes closed, her laptop open beside her, scrolling through photos. Mark sits on her bed.
It's time to get ready for bed.
I had the best dream about Mom.
Yeah?
Emma sits up.
I dream about her all the time.
I'm glad we have these pictures.
she lived for the holidays.
Photo, a woman and a young girl at a tree.
He had a very generous spirit.
Remember how she used to bake cookies for everybody in the neighborhood? Even the people she didn't know.
Yeah.
She'd know what to do, Dad.
About what?
Buddy. I've been thinking about it a lot. I have this paper due. My best Christmas ever. And then a thought came. What if my best Christmas ever hasn't happened yet?
Well, what would be your best Christmas?
To have you and me and Mom together for Christmas. As a family again. But I know that can't happen for us. But it can for Buddy. Buddy has a chance to go home. He needs to be with his mom for Christmas. That would be his best Christmas ever.
That's the most beautiful gift that you could give him. I couldn't be more proud of you. I know your mother would be too.
They hug.
You get ready for bed.
Mark stands and walks toward the door. Emma takes a big breath. Daytime. Mark and Emma ride in his car. Emma turns back and smiles.
I'm gonna miss that sound.
Buddy lays in the back seat. At home, Sally enters her kitchen holding a milk bottle, wearing an apron. Buddy rides with his head out of the window. Mark's car begins to slow down. Sally glances up, smiling. She takes off the apron as Mark rides his car up the driveway and parks beside her truck. Sally steps out onto her front porch.
Here you go, come on.
Mark opens the back door. Buddy pops out and walks over to Sally, his tail wagging. She hugs him as Emma and Mark stand nearby. Sally stands, smiling.
Thank you so much.
She hugs them.
This means the world to me, Emma. It really does. Thank you.
Buddy picks up a chew toy.
Good boy, come here. Give it to me. Oh, yeah, you get it, I know.
Dad, it's just like he does at home.
Yeah. Oh, he could do this for hours.
She tosses the toy. Buddy walks over and retrieves it for her.
You leave that outside. Aus. Good boy. After you.
Thank you.
It smells like a bakery in here.
Oh, yeah. Getting ready to send a shipment of some care packages over to the troops. My son is stationed in Afghanistan. Take your coats.
I was in the reserves. There's nothing quite like getting a care package from home. I'm sure your son feels the same way.
I pray for the day when he gets back. That way I'll have both my boys at home. Right, buddy?
He and Emma sit on the couch together.
Well, can I get you guys anything? Some hot chocolate, maybe? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Can I give you a hand?
I would love that. Do me a favor, Emma, and keep Buddy out of these boxes. There are cookies in there, and he's got a sweet tooth.
Sally puts the apron on.
You know, you needn't have gone to all this trouble.
Oh, no. It's absolutely my pleasure. It's the least I could do. I mean, I really honestly could have picked up Buddy.
Well, truthfully, we wanted to see where Buddy lives. Just to know that we'd done the right thing, but I can see we did.
Oh, I'm glad you think that.
So what can I do?
Well, you could sift the cocoa, I guess.
I can do that.
Mark picks up a kitchen tool.
Millennial.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who knows what that crazy thing is.
Well, we sell a lot of hot chocolate at this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. I read somewhere that the Mayans considered the Millennial to be a magical instrument. They believed that the spirit of the drink was in the froth.
Really? Well, good manners and well-read. No wonder Buddy likes you.
Yeah, he really appreciates the well-read part.
Mark sifts cocoa into a bowl. Sally reaches across.
Excuse me, I need... Excuse me, sorry.
Sure, not at all.
I haven't had a man in the kitchen helping me out in a long time.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that's true.
No dating?
Well, seems like a very strange word. No, there hasn't been anybody. Just, I kind of feel like that part of me is lost. If that makes any sense?
I mean, I've heard stories of this happening to people, but, you know, you never think it's going to happen to you.
No. Yeah, nothing in the world could prepare me for this. But I'm... What am I talking about? Rambling. That's what happens when you live alone for a really long time, huh?
It's okay.
We ready for the milk?
I believe we are.
Nice and warm.
Great.
She carries a pot from the stove to the counter. Mark works with the bottle. Sally watches as he shakes his hips as he works.
Sorry.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just didn't know I was going to get a floor show.
Yeah, it's a professional hazard.
Oh,
you
really?
Know?
Yeah, a little thing I do for him at work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your sister, Greta, told me that you have a coffee shop.
Yeah. Serious Brew.
We offer a little bit of razzle-dazzle, a little bit of fussy with every drink.
Embarrasses the heck out of Emma.
Well, we lived in Bears or Kills.
Exactly. Right. Well, or at least they think that until they have children of their own.
Whew, it is hot in here. I forgot to turn off the fire on the stove. We good?
Yeah.
The Attic Studio.
And this is Buddy's favorite napping spot.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as my studio.
Wow. And look at all these Capaldi Book Awards. Can I have Emma up to have a look at them? She's an avid reader, thanks to your books. She'd be blown away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Emma, why don't you come up here and see this?
Emma closes her tablet and stands. She places it on the couch, but it falls to the ground. Upstairs, Emma pulls out a book.
I have James in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah?
And I made Mom read it to me about 10,000 times.
Probably more.
Downstairs, Buddy stares at Emma's fallen tablet. He walks over and picks it up in his mouth and nestles it under a nearby Christmas tree beside wrapped gifts. Now, he lays on top of it. Upstairs, Emma smiles, holding a book.
But he comes from a famous family.
Yeah, well, he's going to be the star of my next book, too.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's about how Buddy brings good luck wherever he goes.
Yeah?
I don't really have the whole story yet, because it's been a little difficult to write with him not being here. But he's back, and so I think that the end is forthcoming.
Well, you've certainly captured his essence here.
Thanks.
You've got a title?
Oh, no inspiration has yet to strike. Any suggestions?
What about Buddy's Most Excellent Adventure?
I love it.
Buddy the Christmas Shepherd.
Dad, that's great.
Right.
I like that. That's actually really good. It's a perfect play on words. Thank you, Mark.
Dad used to work in advertising.
Oh, yeah, did he? What's an ad man doing owning a coffee house?
It's a long story, but, maybe that's better for another time, actually. It's a school night, so we should probably get going.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Tour.
They walk downstairs into the living room. Buddy still lays beneath the tree.
Life imitates art.
Kind of.
Sally leads them outside to the porch. Buddy follows them.
Come.
Yeah, I've been dreading this all day, huh?
Yeah.
Well, can't thank you enough. Give me the best Christmas present imaginable.
Could we come and visit?
Absolutely. Anytime you want, the door is always open, okay?
Emma crouches.
Bye, Buddy. I'm gonna miss you.
Mark crouches.
Hey, what are you doing, pal? All
right.
See ya.
Emma pulls out her camera. She snaps several photos of Sally hugging Buddy.
Come on, sweetheart.
Mark leads Emma off the driveway.
Yeah.
Sally watches them get into the car. Sally closes the door and leans back in her seat, moping.
You okay?
I it is about Sally. I feel like I've always known her.
How so?
Maybe it's from reading her books since I was a kid, like meeting a pen pal.
I can see that. She's a remarkable woman.
Never seeing them again, are we?
I don't know, hon.
They put on their seat belts. Mark's car backs out of the driveway. Sally hangs her head, sitting beside Buddy.
I don't want him to go either.
She pats Buddy's head, then stands. They walk inside the house.
Comb through the hair, young lady.
Dad, I can't find my iPad anywhere. It has my notes from my book report on it. And it's due this week.
Yeah, did you take it with you yesterday? Maybe leave it in a car at Sally's?
I did my homework in the car. I don't remember that much. I was such a mess. I'm sorry, Dad. I messed up.
Don't worry about it. We'll find it, all right? Grab your stuff. Let's go.
At home, Sally chats on her cell.
Hey, Grim. Guess what? He's back. Yeah, he's home. He's healthy and happy, and it's all good. Up to his old tricks. Yeah.
Buddy walks to the tree.
Yeah, I absolutely will get you what I have before you go away for Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just happy to be writing again. I'm going to have to call you back, Grim. Buddy, what are you into? What is this?
Sally crouches behind the tree and finds the tablet.
Grim, I'm going to have to call you back. Okay, all right, I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
She hangs up and opens the tablet, finding a photo of Mark and Buddy. Now, at home, Mark answers his phone.
Hey, Mark, it's Sally Brown.
You're never going to guess what I found under the tree this morning.
If I was to hazard a guess, I would say that you found Emma's tablet.
Yes, I have no idea how it got there. Buddy found it.
Actually, we've been running around all morning in a dither looking for it. She's got a book report that's due on Friday, and it's on that thing.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Well, listen, I could email the report.
Or even drop it by if you want.
No, I don't want you to go to that kind of trouble.
Well, come on, after all you've done, of course I can.
All right, I'll tell you what, make you a deal. Perhaps we could meet halfway?
There's a wonderful little
Christmas market in Framingham. What do you say, 7 o'clock at the coffee kiosk?
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Okay, I'll see you later then.
Bye.
Sally looks down and pets Buddy. Nighttime. A crowd of carolers walk outside in vintage clothes. Mark and Sally chat holding coffee cups.
You're a saint for doing this. Emma wanted me to tell you that you had, quote, saved her life.
I'm happy to help out, really.
How's Buddy doing?
I'll have back to his old tricks. Same old routine.
Yeah.
I know this was hard for you and Emma, and I wish there was a way we could...
I'll give him a scratch. Come listen.
Absolutely, every chance we get.
Well, those coffees are all right for a kiosk, you know. Taste the smokiness.
It tastes black coffee.
Oh, okay. All right, it's like that, right? You gotta let it sit on your palate, you know, allow the bouquet to come to life. Inhale. No?
I'm not much of a connoisseur, so you lost me on that one.
I'll try my double mocha latte Blanco milkshake. I'll make you a believer.
I think I can hear the commercial jingle right now. Well, it sounds decadent. When the next time I'm in Waltham, I'm going to expect a life-changing coffee experience, please.
I'll do my best to deliver. Shall we sit?
They sit on a bench.
Why did you leave Madison Avenue?
I was doing well there, work-wise, really well, I guess. But after Lauren died, just decided that really well wasn't enough. So I quit my job, and I wanted them to be close to my family in Boston, so I moved here.
So, you know, you asked me this the other day, and I'm going to ask you, are you dating again?
Oh, moving from New York and trying to start a new business, and am I? No. Dating takes a lot of time.
Oh, my goodness, and it's so much work. I don't even know why we do it anymore.
No, they should ban it.
It's nice to talk to someone who understands what I'm talking about.
You fall in love, and you get married,
Not to be naive, but you assume that you're going to be with that person forever.
I used to love to ice skate.
Oh, yeah? Sure, you wouldn't catch me dead out there, not this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Skating rink.
Arms out to your side.
This was a terrible idea.
No, it's a great idea. Put your right foot behind you at a 60-degree angle and push off of the inside of that edge right there, like that.
And I'm going to do all of this at the same time.
All of it at the same time. All at the same time.
You know, interestingly enough, I was born without a center of gravity.
Really?
And thus, I cannot skate, I cannot dance, and I cannot ski.
Sounds like a horrible life. I got you, don't worry. You're fine. Doing good.
Beautiful, you know that.
Stop, you're silly.
Mark collapses.
Oh, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
You know what?
That's what happens when you say silly things.
It's nice down here.
No, you gotta get up. There's other skaters, that's rude. You gotta get off the ice.
All right.
She helps him to his feet. They gaze at each other.
I was bonked head. Okay, you know, we're gonna go to the outside track now.
Well, I think that's a very good idea.
No, it's a great idea. One loop all the way around. No crashes, no falls, no accidents, and nobody gets hurt. Stop making me laugh, it's distracting.
Daytime at Mark's. Mark clears the kitchen counter. Emma walks down the stairs.
Hey, kid.
Hey. Yes!
Yeah, Sally said that she hopes you get an A on your report.
I will now.
Perfect.
Dad, you're limping.
Yeah, why don't you mind your own business?
Emma grins.
Against my better judgment, I allowed myself to be convinced that I should go ice skating with Sally.
You went ice skating?
I went ice skating.
Sally got you on the ice?
She did. She got me on the ice. Might have went down a few times.
I don't believe it.
Believe it. She is also going to come over for a drink tomorrow night. She's bringing Buddy.
Yes, Buddy. But, Dad, you just saw her yesterday. Why is she coming over?
Oh, we had a good time, so we thought it might be fun, right?
Good job, Dad.
Good job for what, Em? Well, you're a funny kid. You're really funny.
Elsewhere, Sally drives Big Red in a village. Buddy's inside. Now, she and Buddy enter Mark's house.
Buddy,
hi, Emma. You've been so excited about this all day. You're limping. What's going on?
You did this to me. You're a terrible person.
I was? Oh, from ice skating? Are you kidding me?
I don't know how you did it. I've been trying to get my dad to go ice skating with me since I was little.
Yeah, well, he showed great potential, but he's got a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying?
Potential.
Hmm? Guys, I hate to tell you this, but you do know that Christmas is just a little bit away. You couldn't put up a papier-mâché angel from first grade, maybe? A little something?
No, I've been on her case for about 3 weeks now to get a tree.
Oh, yeah?
We've been busy.
Well, gotta tell you happen to be in the presence of the best Christmas tree shopper in the world.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you're not good at?
No, not me and Buddy over there. Mm-hmm, I promise you, he will pick out the best Christmas tree on the lot. Now, mind you, it will be the most expensive, Dad. Sorry about that, but he's got champagne taste.
I don't know.
Come on.
Buddy perks up.
Why not, right? Why don't we go get ourselves some holiday cheer?
Yeah. Bring your camera, too. Why don't you get some great pictures?
Okay.
Human drama at its best, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on, pal.
In a tree lot.
It's kind of amazing that you got her to do this.
I remember not wanting to put up a tree or celebrate anything, actually.
So what are the chances of us convincing you to join us for dinner?
Oh, I've got a big shipment of care packages going out early in the morning. Thank you. Maybe another time.
Cheers.
Oh, I think we may have gotten something.
Buddy is barking at a tree. Emma approaches. Emma notices the price tag, $185.
No way. This is way too expensive. I know it's beautiful, and I love this blue spruce too, but...
Buddy rips a whole tag off. Now, he pulls tugs at a branch.
Buddy, no! Can somebody help me?
The tree topples over into Emma's arms. Jacob appears.
Okay? Yeah. Jacob, what are you doing here?
It's my uncle's lot. I help out after school.
Hey, buddy.
You want this one?
No way. My dad would freak if he saw the price tag.
It's one of the nicest trees on the lot. It just came in from Vermont. I think it might be on hold for a customer.
Sorry, buddy. We'll find something else.
Jacob examines the tree.
I don't see a hold tag. Maybe they canceled.
It's okay.
No, it's a beautiful tree, Em. You've got great taste. Do you want to see if they could cut you a deal?
Sure. Buddy's going to drive me crazy.
They begin to walk south. Jacob turns to Emma.
I stopped by study hall the other day looking for you.
He did?
I was in the gym watching them set up for the Christmas dance, and that stuff doesn't usually get to me, but I started thinking about going.
Oh, you'll have a great time.
I mean, with you.
Emma grins, rocking her feet. Now, at Mark's car.
All good on this side.
Good. Hey, buddy. Good to meet you, Jacob. Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Green. Emma, I'll send you a text about the dance.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
No, he's cute.
Buddy, come on.
Come on, buddy.
Good boy.
Good boy, buddy.
Buddy and Emma get into the car. Sally raises her arms in defense.
I know, right? Nothing like a live tree, huh?
Emma watches Sally untie the tree.
My dad really likes you.
What? No, it's Buddy. No one can resist falling head over heels for that dog.
No. He lights up when he's around you.
Okay.
Well, I think we can get this thing through the front door.
All right, let's do this. Okay, watch out.
I'm gonna grab the front end here.
Oh,
the top,
yeah.
I guess.
All right. Okay.
Oh, Buddy!
That's a good one! Oh, my God!
Okay. Traffic cop there, Emma.
Okay.
All right, where are we going?
To the right.
To the what? To the right?
No, to the left.
Wait,
no, I think this was an ill-conceived
plan. Maybe we should take it through the kitchen door?
No, I think it'll be okay. You know, I do this every year. Let's take it the back end first, right? Here, we got it?
Come on out.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Okay, here we go.
Right, let's stuff it in now. There.
I think we got it this time.
Here we go!
Here we go.
Now, in the living room.
Okay, a little bit to the right. Gotta go to the right. Gotta go to the right. Go to the right. Loosen it up there, baby. Loosen it up, Em. To the right. To the right.
How are we doing? Are we good now?
Yeah.
Is it good? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I come out?
You
like sit down down there. Yeah. Thanks,
guys. I got it. All right.
Come.
Sally picks up her jacket.
Yep. You heading out?
Yeah, yeah. I think you guys got it. Looks good.
I'll walk you out.
Okay, bye, Em.
Bye.
Emma watches sadly.
Good boy.
Mark and Sally stand outside.
Sheriff said goodbye an awful lot for two people who just met.
Yeah, I gotta get home, got that shipment in the morning, so.
Well, when do you figure we'll see you again?
Well, I'm really racing a deadline on my book. The editor in Boston wants me to have a rough draft by Christmas, so I'm sure I'll be swamped. Buddy, come.
Buddy doesn't move.
He's looking pretty comfortable there.
Yeah, he never does this.
Sally walks up to him.
Hey. I know, buddy, but we gotta go home. Gotta go home. Buddy, come. Come. Buddy, come here. I don't know where you're going. Hey, here, bud. Come on, up you go.
He gets into the truck.
It's like you didn't want to go. Oh, maybe he's getting confused, all this your house, my house, and back and forth.
He's just having a good time. He doesn't want to go. Isn't that right, buddy?
Oh.
So you're going to be back in town to see your editor, is that right?
Maybe the 23rd, yeah.
Well, that's the same night as Emma's dance. If you're around, maybe come by for a drink. Sure going to need one by the time I get her out the door, you know? It's her first dance.
Well, I'll see how my schedule goes.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Take care.
See you, buddy.
Hey, good job where I'm driving, buddy.
Mark waves as Sally backs her truck out of the driveway. Now, at home, Sally stands in the bathroom and runs her hands under the sink faucet. She wipes her face and looks in the mirror as she towels off. Now, in the salon, Beth works on Sally's hair.
Well, why don't you just admit that you really like him?
Not too much change, okay? I won't look like myself.
You know what? Just let me do my thing, okay? So what are you so afraid of?
I don't know. When we were decorating the Christmas tree, I just felt like I'm not ready. I don't know.
I'm ready for, I don't know, some happiness in your life?
It felt as if I was instantly a part of their family. Boom, just like that. And I just feel like it scared me.
Okay, yeah, it scared me. It's too much, too soon. Mark is... he's the first guy that I've had any kind of feelings for since...
Yeah. But you know what? Getting cold feet is not a really big deal. I mean, it just means you're feeling something, and that's a good thing.
Right? He's Mark is a good guy. He's a very good guy.
Look, you want to see Mark again, and you want to look nice. And now that Buddy's home, there's nothing standing in your way. It's time to start living again.
It's just a really big step.
Well, it's not a marriage proposal.
Well.
And you're not buying a house together.
Oh.
All you're saying yes to is a cup of coffee.
It's a milkshake. He's a milkshake kind of guy.
Okay. Even better.
At Mark's house.
Dad!
Emma's hair is in rollers.
Yeah?
If you call Jacob and tell him I'm sick, I'll do the dishes for a year.
Though that is a very enticing offer, I'm going to have to decline.
He's early. Tell him I have food poisoning. Tell him I ran away.
Mark answers the door. Sally and Buddy enter with a large square gift.
Hey, Sally. Hey, Buddy. Come on in. Come on in. I wasn't expecting you. Yeah, of course.
Good.
Woo. Excuse the chaos here. Emma's still getting ready.
Oh, good. She's still here. I was just downtown with my editor.
Well, is that right? Did you finish the book?
Well, I gave him the final draft, so...
It's great.
Hope he likes it. Did they cancel the dance because of the storm?
Not yet.
Emma? You almost ready?
I know, but hopefully I will be within the next 4 years.
Okay, well, we won't keep you long, Buddy, and I wanted to bring you and your dad something for Christmas, and I've given it a lot of thought. I don't think I'll ever be able to thank you enough for what you did.
Can I open it now, or should we wait till Christmas morning?
Go ahead.
Emma takes the bow off and rips at the paper.
Oh, just tear into it. Get it!
The bow is...
there we go.
Sally's painting a Buddy.
Wow, it's beautiful. It's the original. We can't accept that. I mean,
well, you know, the publisher's got a copy of it. The original belongs here.
Well, thank you.
Especially because I couldn't have finished it without you.
We will hang it in a place of honor.
Over the fireplace, Dad. That way we can see it every day.
All right. Why don't we do it now?
All right. Got it.
Can you bring the other one down?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's hope it fits.
Yeah.
Does it?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it does.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Looks great.
If he shows up early, can you guys stall him? This could take a while.
Well, Rome wasn't built in a day, kid.
No, Dad, that is so not comforting.
In that, I did not mean it.
Poor thing. Your first dance. Mine was a disaster in Crimson Coffee, I gotta be honest.
Can I get you anything? You want eggnog?
Sure.
Yeah?
That'd be great.
Mark walks into the kitchen. Sally winces.
The tree looks beautiful.
Thanks.
Sally removes her coat.
Oh, no. This is not happening.
Would you like me to look in on her?
You know, that would be great. Yeah.
Hey, Emma?
Emma pouts, staring at three dresses on her bed.
Permission to enter?
Sure.
Hey. Can you use an extra set of hands?
I wish I was tall like you.
I'm not tall. But you're gonna be taller than I am someday anyway. And you know what? Tall is highly overrated and a quick fix. You know how? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing this.
Perfect. I love it. That'll be gorgeous. Nice and colorful.
In the bathroom, they remove the rollers.
All right.
Your hair looks nice.
I think so. My sister talked me into it. Not very adventurous, but I'm working on it, you know? Okay, maybe if we try a little updo, what do you say? Try that. Let me twist it around a little bit and put it up with a little bit of something coming down. What do you think?
If you can do it, then I can too.
All right, you got a deal. If we put a pretty flower or a pin in there, what do you say?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, how about that one? That one's pretty.
A multicolored pin.
It was my mom's.
Perfect.
Sally holds it up to Emma's hair.
Who is that girl? I don't know her.
Sure you do.
been there all along. She just needed a little coaxing.
Sally smiles as Emma watches her own reflection.
Let's try it.
Night. A gentle snow falls over Mark's house. Mark sits on the living room floor wrapping gifts. Emma enters in her dress with Sally. Mark looks up and removes his glasses, gaping.
So, my little girl?
Dad, you're embarrassing me.
You look like your mother.
Thank you.
Mark stands and approaches. He indicates the hairpin.
Where'd you find that?
It was in Mom's jewelry box. Yeah. Is it okay that I'm wearing it?
Of course. Not that it'll make me happier.
Is it a family heirloom?
When Laura and I were first married, I was deployed to Germany. And it was during the holidays. So I wanted to get her something for Christmas, and I sent her that.
She always used to wear it this time of year.
Well, it couldn't be more perfect, could it?
That would be your gentleman caller there.
Okay, shh. Keep it cool. Play it cool. Play it cool.
Jacob in a checkered suit and boutonniere.
How you doing, Jacob?
Good, how are you?
Bad. How are the roads up there?
It's coming down really hard. The plow's already up.
It's quite an eyeful you're wearing there.
My mother was horrified when I found it in the attic. She had to have 2 glasses of Chardonnay. But wait, there's more.
The boutonniere lights up.
Come on in, man.
Mark closes the door behind Jacob. Inside, Emma fidgets. Jacob approaches.
You look unbelievable, Em.
Thanks, Jacob. You too. We should probably get going.
Wait, a photo opportunity. This is a momentous occasion. We need to get a picture. Stand over there before you get out of here. Escape. Let me get my picture-taking thing.
Mark poses with the kids.
Okay, let's, we all say Rudolph the Red-Nosed German Shepherd.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed German Shepherd.
Nice. What about you, Sally? Oh, no. We're just visiting. No,
you're practically part of the family. No, come on.
Picture. No pictures. Okay.
Yeah, come on.
All
come
right,
on.
Well, buddy, you got to be in it, too. Come here. Come here, buddy. Come on. Yeah. Come and sit. You come and sit. You sit. Good boy.
Jacob takes the camera.
Sally, could you move a bit closer to Mr. G?
Sure.
Closer.
Oh. Nah, come on, just a shot there, Ansel Adams.
All right, there we go. You guys go.
I love you.
You guys have a good time.
I will.
Okay.
Dad. Bye, Bye. Don't get your jacket, sweetheart.
I won't.
Okay.
Jacob and Emma walk out. Sally turns to Mark.
They look so cute, don't they?
Sally fidgets, then grabs her coat.
Okay, well, she's off and it's late, so.
You want to stick around and have a cup of tea, or?
No, it's okay. With the weather like this, we should get going.
I mean, you can stay if you'd like. Oh, we have a guest room. Em and I can make you breakfast in the morning.
That's, we couldn't impose.
It's no imposition.
It's fine, and besides Big Red, you know, he's gotten us through worse, so. Buddy, where are you? Okay, go, buddy.
They walk outside.
Careful there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Buddy, come. Come on. Snow.
Mark slips on the path.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Come on, pal.
Good boy. Up. Good boy, buddy.
Sally closes the door on Buddy in the truck.
You feel this, right? I mean, I'm not alone in this, am I?
No, but I'm not 18 anymore, and I'm not good at this.
Neither am I.
Sally glances away.
Just need to go slow.
Sally looks down. Then she opens the truck door. She gets in, and Mark closes the door, then turns back to his house. Sally watches as he reaches the front door. He turns back. She glances at him through the windshield wipers, then turns back to back out. Mark enters the house and removes his coat. He places it on the coat rack. In the truck, Sally glances around as she drives. Buddy whimpers. She pats Buddy's head as she drives. As she drives, the headlights flicker. The lights on her dashboard also flicker. She pulls the truck to a stop beside a village storefront. She opens the door and gets out.
You stay. You don't want to come out here.
She carries a flashlight to the hood of the car and opens it. She shines the light inside. At home, Mark answers his cell.
Hello?
Hi, Mark. It's Sally. I'm so sorry to be calling, but, I've got a bit of an emergency.
Where are you? Are you okay?
We're at 9th and Main. Buddy and I are fine. We're fine. It's just, it's the truck.
Okay, I'll come find you.
Okay. Thank you.
She shakes her head and hangs up. Now, Mark pulls up and parks.
No.
Sally gets out of the truck.
I can't believe it. I think it is electrical and everything is closed because of the storm, so maybe you could take us to a hotel?
Are you crazy? I'm not going to take you to a hotel.
I shouldn't have left again. I panicked. I'm sorry. I just still feel frozen inside.
Look, there's a reason we met. And of all the lost dogs and rescue shelters in the world, somehow we found each other.
Mark steps forward and kisses her. She wraps her arms around him as they kiss. They separate, then gaze at each other.
Take you home. Both of you.
She nods. They kiss again.
Let's go.
Sally opens the truck door, and Buddy gets out. Now, on Mark's porch.
I had a great time tonight, Jacob.
You were the prettiest girl there, Em.
Emma smiles. Jacob steps forward and hugs Emma. His boutonniere is now twinkling.
Merry Christmas, Jacob.
You too.
Jacob walks off. Emma enters the house. Sally and Mark are in the living room.
Hey, kid.
What are you guys doing here?
Well, Big Red finally gave up the ghost on me, so we're just going to hang here tonight. Okay?
Are you kidding? Absolutely.
We found the star. Want to put it up?
Sure.
How was the dance?
How was it? We want details. Was he a gentleman, I hope?
Yes, he was a gentleman.
Emma puts the star on the tree.
We had a great time. We danced every dance.
Every dance? Yeah. Slow dances? Fast dances?
All of the above.
Okay. But now, Sally hands Emma several gifts.
There's a bunch of presents down here for you.
Buddy looks out the window as the three of them chat together in the living room. Text. Executive Producer, Gerald W. Abrams.